Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Before we get to Katie's stuff, what was going on at the Wings place yesterday? Why were you pissing the waitress off, Josh?
I don't know what the heck happened, man. But yeah, I went to Buffalo Wild Wings, and it was just a weird experience from the get-go. We had a waitress there that was just not nice, like, at all, in any way, shape, or form. Me and my buddy were there, and it was weird because it wasn't, like, busy. Like, you know how, like, sometimes waitresses or waiters can get a little overwhelmed?
In the weeds is what we call it.
Exactly, yes. When you're serving 80,000 customers all at the same time. No, it was literally just me and him. Like, we were the only two people
were
there at this
on
time.
Her?
No, and that's the other thing, is, like, you know, there are instances where Nate and I have to be like, hey, was this, you know, someone that we dated or something, you know? No, we don't know this person. Yeah, we don't know this person in any way, shape, or form. And from the get-go, it was just, hey, how are you? What can I get for you? And I was like,
well, she's just having a bad day, maybe.
And that's okay. I understand that.
She had a bad day.
But I also believe in separating your personal life from your work life.
Especially in that profession, you have to. Having been there, you can't have a bad day when you wait tables.
Plaster smile on, work those tips, right?
Yeah, and so it was just very weird. Like, I seriously, like, when we were leaving, I was thinking, hey, maybe I could get a drink to go. Like, I wanted a Dr. Pepper to go. And they do that all the time. Like, they have to-go cups. And I, like, could have sworn she spit in my drink. Oh. Like, I was like, wow.
Well, that's easy.
This is.
Allegedly.
No. I'm just saying she was in that type of mood. Yeah. Like, that's what it was. And I was just like, man, something must have really been. Mm. But then another thing happened where the weird part about the whole thing was that two other customers finally came in about halfway through our lunch. And she was yucking it up and laughing with them and spending much more time at that table. And I was like, what did we do?
Oh,
like,
and that makes you feel like,
right? By you clowns. Set her off.
Neither one of us knew her. Nothing. And we were like, what the heck?
Maybe
did we
you
do,
even,
man?
Even if just you looked like one of her exes, that could do it for, I'm telling you, that could do it. If you resemble somebody that she doesn't like, she probably was like, well, I know how this is going to go. I'm telling you.
It just looks like a bad time.
That could be it.
Yes, but I will say,
maybe you slept with one of her friends.
Me and, we didn't. Me and my buddy, still at the end of the day, we did still give her a pretty.
Her mom?
What? Sorry. Jeremy. I didn't even hear that.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, we didn't do that either. But at the end of the day, we kind of chalked it up to it could be a bad day for her.
It's bad,
and
dude.
So we both gave her actually a pretty nice tip and said, thank you so much for your service. And so hopefully that made her day better.
What'd you get? What'd you order?
Aww.
I just got the boneless wings and a drink, like a Dr. Pepper. That was it.
Solid order.
It wasn't anything crazy. I did try their new sauce.
Kind of a girly really order with the boneless wings, but that's it's
I like
good
to
order.
Use a fork. I don't like to have the messy hands. I'll be honest.
If that's be girly, a man and bite into a bone.
Sometimes.
On the other end of things, Katie has been fighting massive amounts of depression and anxiety.
Something.
You
I don't
poor
know.
Thing.
Like, and I love what you do when you're going through these down times.
I know. Well, and you actually encouraged me to do it. You were like, can you please go to TJ Maxx and try on some clothes and have a fashion show and make yourself feel better? So that is what I did yesterday. I made my way over to the old department store there, and I'm looking for a new pair of jeans. And the thing about jeans right now is, you know, the cargo pants, like the actual, like the green looking ones, like the khaki looking cargo pants.
Are they making a comeback?
Oh, yeah. Like the cargo pants are in right now.
So my cargo shorts that I wear in the summer, we're good to go?
Not the ones that go below the knee.
No,
exactly.
I don't think they go below the knee.
Those,
but
like the board short look
I already have cargo shorts still.
I know. I mean, I'm sure you'll wear them anyway. That's dad fashion, right? Like it's time for
retro,
the shorts.
Retro, baby.
Yes, but the cargo pants, I love. The jeans, the high-waisted jeans that are supposed to resemble the baggy cargo pants but are still jeans, those are hard to try on. Those
really?
Are hard to try on.
Why?
Because the high-waisted part, those waists are so skinny, so it's hard for me to find, like, as a woman.
Got a little fupa?
Shut up,
front butt?
Jeremy. No, that's not it.
That. You got a Dunlop?
It's just that you don't want your, like, the waist to be tight at all. And so a lot of times you'll have to go, like, up a size if you get those jeans. And I just, that doesn't make my depression go away when you have to go
thick,
up a size. So it's just,
you look
like,
at the size and it just says,
I was trying on jeans yesterday, and I was trying to make a cute little TikTok where I was snapping my fingers and stuff.
Your
and
face
changing
was
outfits.
Not happy.
You had to really
was
zoom out.
Not happy.
To get your hips in it.
With any of those jeans. And then I wasn't happy with the TikTok. Like, I posted the TikTok and then I deleted it.
You
I
should.
Was so
you
mad
should.
About it.
I saw some of the pants you had on. They looked fine.
They did,
they're
but
fine.
It wasn't. listen. No.
These ones now, though, that go up above the belly button, and it's like,
it's hard. It's hard.
You don't have to do it.
No,
you don't have to have this.
I mean, it's funny.
Speaking of mom fashion, you don't have to have this.
I'm kind of wearing the high-waisted jeans right now, but I bought these ones a long time ago, and they fit, like, they're perfect.
Are they stretched out?
They
fit form-fitting.
They fit me now, but it takes a minute for them to get there, and I'm just, my patience is running thin right now, so I was like, maybe this week is not the best week to try on, you know, jeans, especially for the fashion show. Maybe a nice, loose, flowy dress is the way
we go.
Do they sell muumuus there? Show.
Jeremy, shut
your face! You did not just say that.
No!
Moomoo fashion show.
No, not moomoos. God!
Wouldn't have to worry about unbuttoning them. Have I been living under a rock? Am I the only one that didn't know that Izzy Nix was pregnant?
Oh, yeah, Bo was going to be a dad.
Bo Nix's wife has been pregnant, and I had no idea.
They had the baby, so yeah, you are behind on that.
They did have a baby.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at Instagram last night, and there's all these pictures of Bo Nix and his eyebrows, and Izzy, and this little baby human child.
Yay.
And they welcomed a baby on February 25th.
Yeah, no baby daughter.
It happens to be Bo Nix's birthday as well. That's
really
kind of interesting, I
guess. I didn't know that they had the baby on his birthday.
Yeah, so look at this kid already horning in on
I know.
Dad's
you will
life.
Never have anything that's just your own ever again.
Never again.
Welcome to parenthood.
According to photos and details on Izzy's Instagrams, baby weighed 6 pounds, 11 ounces. They shared their joy with followers, posting photos. Yep, there it is. Little baby. Little Riley Bell Nix.
It's a good size baby.
That's a pretty solid baby right there.
It's a pretty solid baby.
Anyway.
Touchdown.
Congratulations to the Nix family. With a little baby in the house. On the heels of that, I do have this story about Target this morning. They're trying to get people back into the stores. And I guess this is one way that they're trying to do it. They are launching a baby boutique shopping experience in nearly 200 stores starting this month. The goal is to make baby shopping simpler, more curated, and less overwhelming for new parents. Okay, that's fine. They've got a boutique-style section inside the store with premium baby brands, interactive displays that help parents compare big-ticket items like strollers and car seats and playpens and whatever, which I kind of like that.
Yeah.
That was always hard to decide which one you were going to get.
In a box, yeah.
In a box,
like, yeah.
Yes. Now, get this. They have an appointment-based baby concierge service. Which is going to provide one-on-one expert guidance for parents. Seems a little hoity-toity, doesn't it? Available in-store and virtually. I do love that they're expanding the amount of items that you can find in the store by like 2,000 different baby items now. The names of these baby companies always make me smile. Like Wild Bird. Toddle Kind. Little Spoon.
Aww. The baby.
And this one made me laugh. Tubby Todd. Got some of those Tubby Todd
Leave
products.
Todd alone.
Tubby Todd. They're also going to have a gift-focused baby area in the front of the store, in the front of about 1,000 stores.
What?
For easy browsing of baby gifts. Target's going all in on baby crap.
I guess.
Maybe you're going to see Bo Nix and Izzy wandering around your local Target. Looking for baby stuff.
Catering to the babies and the mommies.
You know, as a parent, you don't need all the name brand stuff. Let me just tell you that right now.
You don't need
the high-end goops and pastes and gels and strollers. And
I tell you what the most, like, wasteful thing, I think, just thinking back to when Zoe was that age, was that dang diaper genie. What a waste of space and just...
Thank you for speaking up about the diaper genie.
Oh, that thing. And, like, everyone had to have one. Like, people convinced me I needed a diaper genie.
Nope.
I'm like, it's a trash can.
It's a trash can,
it's
and
a
they
trash
start
can.
Smelling within 20 minutes.
It doesn't do anything.
Nothing.
Like,
just take the diaper, put it out in your trash outside.
That's it.
That's what we did every time. I just walked it outside and put it in the trash can.
If I ever had had another baby, I would have put a hex on that diaper. Like, I'm like, there's no way I'm getting a diaper genie again.
Thank you, Katie. Preach it. Mom across from me, shout it to the rooftops.
That is such a waste. Don't buy the diaper genie. Do not spend your money on that.
And then if you get one, you end up getting lazy, and it's got 47 diapers stacked up in it, and your friends are all like, my God, why does your house smell?
Yeah.
That's why.
The four-month-old diaper genie. That's it.
The one product you should buy is the wipe warmer.
Yes.
The wipe warmer is where it's at.
Yes.
You buy the package of wipes, you put it in the little box, close the lid, and it warms the wipes for your little baby's booty.
Well, because, when you go in on that with a cold wipe and you startle the baby, nobody's happy about that.
Nobody wants a cold wipe.
Josh's face right now
is
like,
I have no idea what's happening.
Wipe
that's
warmer,
right.
What are you talking about?
And actually, and then when your baby grows up, keep it in the bathroom for you. So you have a warm wipe.
Nobody likes to be startled by those cold
wipes. Nobody wants a cold wipe.
You should see my face when it happens.
Pro tips from the parents on the show, Jeremy and Katie, this morning. Ditch the diaper genie and go all in on the wipe warmer.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome, yeah.